Welcome to episode 4 of the 7-episode podcast series produced by the Ontario Teachers Federation as part of its suite of parent engagement resources. This resource supports elementary and secondary teachers and educators in their ongoing quest to engage parents and guardians as partners in public education. This episode explores how to invite parents and guardians' contributions to school life. Parent engagement is important to student success. Involving families and community members in education contributes to student achievement, their well-being, and helps develop a strong, vibrant community. Parent and family opinions are critical sources of information for decision-making in schools. One of the dictionary definitions of involve is to enfold or envelop, whereas one of the meanings of engage is to come together and interlock. Thus, involvement implies doing to. In contrast, engagement implies doing with. Because schools are an integral part of a much larger community and represent an important hub in those communities, it can be helpful for teachers and educators to have access to information and resources that offer insight into the community, especially if they do not live in the community. Teachers, educators, parents, and guardians all lead complex, demanding, and busy lives, which can pose a challenge to engage in broad parental involvement or engagement beyond the formal, special events that occur in a school year. Furthermore, as a general rule, involvement and engagement of parents and guardians in day-to-day matters of school life often drops off dramatically in secondary schools. However, that gradual process can begin in the transition between the early and later elementary years. Doubtless, there are a host of variables that influence this change in pattern of involvement and engagement, not least of which can be students' growing sense of independence and their desire to make decisions. It's important to understand that while the direct involvement of parents may evolve over time, teachers and educators should still continue to engage them. We can, as teachers and educators, make use of every existing formal occasion and structure. For example, parents' nights, parent-teacher nights and orientation sessions, school councils and parent involvement committees, as well as informal opportunities, to offer parents and guardians meaningful ways to contribute to the school community, ways that respect their valuable and limited time, energy, and resources. When schools and teachers listen carefully and hear the concerns of parents and guardians, they open themselves up to new possibilities for authentic parent engagement that move the relationship beyond traditional notions of parent involvement. Parents and guardians can make meaningful contributions to the school community in ways that support and respect the role and work of teachers and school leaders. The following practical tips and suggestions can help us as elementary and secondary teachers and educators to invite parents and guardians' contributions to school life. 1. Design a parent information sheet and survey which explains different ways of becoming involved in the school, and then ask parents to determine ways they might want to become more involved in school life and activities based on their level of commitment and available time, energy, and resources. 2. Co-construct with parents a list of the criteria for what rewarding parent engagement experiences look, sound, and feel like, and revisit and update the list periodically. 3. Seek feedback from parents about their perceptions of the school and invite suggestions for improving school processes and climate. 4. Take steps to reduce parent anxiety about factors such as time commitment that influence decisions about becoming involved in school life. Look for clues about parents' interests and strengths. 5. For opportunities that recur regularly or annually, create specific job descriptions outlining the nature and scope of each. 6. Keep an up-to-date list of parent volunteers that capitalizes on their core interests and skills. 7. Adapt your parent volunteer activities and opportunities to reflect current school, board, federation initiatives and priorities. 8. Survey parents in the school community about their attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions about parent involvement and engagement in school life. 9. Ask parents in the school community to identify potential barriers to involvement in the school community. 10. Encourage parents and guardians to identify promising community-specific strategies that may encourage greater levels of involvement or engagement of parents and guardians in the school community. 11. Identify ways to engage and include parents who traditionally do not interact with the school. 12. Recognize and celebrate informally and formally parent contributions, such as volunteer roles, in sincere and authentic ways. And consider these final overarching thoughts. Parent engagement takes many different forms as it continues to evolve in our schools and boards and as it responds to local needs and circumstances. Whether or not parents choose to become involved in supporting their child's school depends on a number of factors, including their own personal and cultural experiences of school, the nature of their working lives, and the degree to which the school genuinely seeks to engage them in clear and accessible language. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast series. To learn more about inviting parents and guardians' contributions to school life, including more practical tips and other helpful resources, or to listen to other podcasts in the series, please visit OTF's parent engagement website at www.parentengagement.ca.